This is the Rob Anybody and Don Show, or as most of you call it, two boomers and some cool people. This is Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Robert.
Hey, Robert.
I think we have a new leader amongst the radvertisers of people that are emailing in with their stories of, I can't believe how great these guys are. It's a very high bar to be set. And the lead comes and goes depending on what's going on. But LMS Garage Door,
with
Jordan, who's the co-owner, with his brother and some guy that doesn't want to be known or whatever the story is there. I don't know. Who, by the way, I referred to Jordan as Justin on the air a couple weeks ago. Apologies for that again. It's Jordan. I've had lunch with him. I know him. He's listened forever. Yeah. I'm like a father figure to him, which is ironic because he has like 48,000 children of his own, all like legit. I'm not like saying he's like a dine and dash dad who never shows up. No. It's just that he has way too many children. Of course, zero is way too many for me.
It's lovely. Doesn't he have one on the way?
I don't know. I don't care.
I think that's what his other brother said.
You know, I don't pay attention to that. I could not care less. I don't ask those kind of follow-up questions. I just shake my head like, oh, yeah, that's fascinating. Great. Can we go back to talking about something else that I'm interested in?
I met both of them there was a Circles event a few weeks ago for people who had invested a certain amount, blah, blah, blah. Circles, the positivity app. And
great job, Don.
Right? I don't know. Download. Yelp killer. And he, one brother, I think only has two kids. I'm like, oh, do you don't want a lot like your brother? He's like, oh, no, we just leave it up to him. He can have all the kids.
Cool story, bro.
Thank you so much. So, I never said it'd be a cool story or interesting.
Robert wrote in and said, I had a great experience with LMS Garage Doors after calling a couple of places just to get a quote. LMS was the only one that didn't demand to send a technician out and would actually give me a quote. Right. They want to send the tech out so they can rope you in, maybe break some of your stuff.
Yeah, let's see what you got here. Spring looks like it's working. Oh, no, it's not.
I mean, I totally didn't loosen that right before I touched it.
Oh, my God.
Robert says, I called and the lady who answered, I wish I could remember her name. Woman.
God. William.
Secretary.
An administrative assistant.
Was very, or for all we know, like the wife of one of the brothers that owns the place,
right,
for God's sakes.
Co-owner.
The lady who answered was very nice and helpful. She was able to give me a quote for the part and the labor I was looking for. I scheduled LMS to come out right away and fix my sagging door.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a problem.
As you age.
My door sags. Yeah.
Christian came out. Yeah. Yes, Christian's been to Williams Manor, too. He knows where I live. Very concerning. And was as nice as can be. Aww. I was his last appointment of the day, and instead of him being burned out, tired, grumpy, or an asshat, he was the opposite. Christian was professional, pleasant, and helpful. I told him the issue. He got right on it, and when he was done, he lubed the door and replaced the rollers for free.
Oh,
a little added bonus that I appreciated. So thank you for recommending this company. I heard of them for months on the show, but I was being ignorant and not calling them. I'm glad I finally did. Not only did I get my problem fixed, I was not haggled into buying a whole new door. Ugh. I was given what I needed and asked for without any hassle. Yep,
very
that's it.
Nice.
Yep, LMS Garage Doors. You want to find any of our radvertisers, you go to radradio.com, go to the radvertiser page. They all drop down alphabetically. Now, we were mentioning previously that story about the principal in Baltimore who for 4 months was believed to be a racist and anti-Semite, all because of an audio recording of his voice, which turned out to be an AI deep fake. Which was only confirmed late last week, and that Ian will be covering it in depth tomorrow morning on Tech to You Tuesday, which airs at 11 a.m. Now, every weekday at 10 a.m., we do the Mixed Picks Sports Show. Steve Mickelson and I going into sports. That'll air at 10 a.m. today and tomorrow, and then 11 a.m. tomorrow, Tech to You Tuesday. On most days, like today, we go into Classic Rad at 11 a.m. Today, we're going to go back 7 years to 2017. When we go over, we try to go over multiple scares in the air story. This is just one of the segments between 11 and 3. But instead, the discussion about the passengers on the planes become violent in a way that I think would sound very familiar to most of you that listen today. Like, this is one of those things. Sometimes we go over Classic Rad, like, wow, that's different. Other times you hear it and go, well, nothing's changed there. So I read a story about a 25-year-old who threatened to blow up a plane 10 minutes into takeoff, and Dawn immediately wants to stab the man. Again, this is 7 years ago, but could happen right now.
Oh, yeah.
I point out to Dawn that maybe just tackle him, refrain from stabbing right away. Mm-hmm. Dawn disagrees. I remind Dawn that he could be a citizen who has rights. Dawn disregards that information. says he should still be stabbed, and ultimately it leads to a discussion about how great knitting needles are for stabbing people, particularly in the eye.
So Don's a real man-hater these days. Do you think seven years ago she would have been like, oh, well, if it was a woman, I would have helped her?
Yeah,
it's plain.
Hard to tell.
Probably,
the
yes.
The ebb and the flow. So many other things will be featured on Classic Rad, which airs every morning and this morning from 11 to 3. On the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM.
And I take issue with these days, like it's changed.
Also, if you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, coming up during the next commercial break, top of the hour, you will get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppies.
What's coming up in about 20 minutes, Brando?
We've got Benny the Chiweenie chewing on his monkey.
What?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Huh?
Husky puppies Sir and Shiva play fight in the living room, dangerously close to a big screen TV.
Oh, boy.
And the last clip features a 1.5-year-old silver lab named Forrest. Forrest the lab.
Does he run, Forrest?
Currently in a 3-day Dogwoods coma after a 9-day stay.
So
and
no,
it came
no.
with a note from a maggot Ryan who says, I've been listener since I was 10 years old. I'm 35 now.
What?
I remember listening to you guys in the back of my dad's work truck and hearing about a wall of hoo-hoos and wishing I could see it.
No!
Thank you for making my mornings better for 25 years.
Ah, yes. Memories.
Oh.
If you have any animal videos at all, you can horizontally record them and email them, rad@radradio.com.
I think you meant mammaries.
I did, but like hoo-hoo's not really mammary. Like, we have entertainment news here.
Overture, curtain and lights, it's time for entertainment news.
Kind of a follow-up to last week, we were doing the pressure cooker and the fact that CSI Vegas has been canceled came up.
Uh-oh.
This is the redo version of the original, and it was the lowest rated show on all of CBS for dramas.
Ridiculous. There's worse stuff on there.
Well, again, not according to the actual customers, and that's what matters.
What do they know?
They may know nothing, in your opinion, but you know, ultimately, you got to make the decision based on nobody's watching.
Okay, do you know if they're going to pull a whatever last one was filmed, that's it, and we get no, like, ending?
That is the current status, because the CSI Vegas fan base, all seven of them, have been clamoring for a little vague reference here, but a Ray Donovan version, where Ray Donovan was canceled on Showtime. It was a Liv Schreiber show about a guy who was a fixer, would go around, break necks, crack skulls for people, and it was canceled. And fans rose up and said, at least give us a 2-hour movie to be the finale, which they did. So there's a call for that. So far, CBS has not been picking up the phone.
Is there somewhere I got to sign online?
Technically, right now, that's it. You're done with CSI Vegas. And they did. We mentioned this also somewhere last week. It has now been confirmed as well that CBS has canceled NCIS Hawaii after 3 seasons.
Bye.
So now the series finale, which was just going to be the season finale, will air May 6th. By the way, the reason it was canceled is the only show that was lower rated than NCIS Hawaii was CSI Vegas. Hello, a little brain cell work there.
Aloha.
I didn't like the Hawaii one, so
okay, well, again.
I'm with you folks.
Apparently, no one liked either,
yeah, but you have
relatively
a real,
speaking.
Don has a real rager against Hawaii for some reason.
Yeah, there's that whole ocean you got to fly over.
Yeah, no, I would love to go to Hawaii. It sounds amazing and beautiful, and anytime someone talks about it, I'm like, oh, that sounds lovely. I have a rager against the ocean.
That's what it
the
is.
The vast ocean for me to get there. Gosh, dang it.
If you have life rafts on the plane, you'll be okay.
No, right. I don't want it to lead to that. Who wants to experience that on their way to Hawaii?
Or the way home. I mean, I don't think you want to experience that period.
Exactly.
And I don't think you want to experience it over land either. I mean, it's kind of that's the weird part.
I don't know. I'd rather crash on land. I love the ocean, but there's something about flying over it.
You're going to be dead. You're not going to crash into the ocean like the movies and float around.
Listen, no. Don't try to get all logical.
It's not
on
Miracle
me.
On the Hudson.
Do not try to get all logical.
It's death
on
over
me.
The Pacific.
Listen, death over land, I die right away. Okay, that's just in my mind. Yeah. But death over the ocean and we crash, there's a little survival there, and
no,
then I drown it.
You've been indoctrinated by the airport movies of the 70s.
Yes.
The plane doesn't sink. We're all stuck in the plane. Do you know the force of what do planes weigh? Like 1 trillion tons? The
I
force,
think that's about, exactly right.
Right. I don't think I'm exaggerating there. The force of a plane at hundreds of miles an hour hitting the water. You've done a belly flop before. You know what that, right? I mean, hello, imagine a plane.
God,
it shatters.
Now if I did a belly flop.
It shatters.
Yeah.
I Thank you, Kyle.
You die.
I appreciate.
And you did tell me not to get logical, but
I appreciate everything you're saying. It's not working.
See, the plane, the hull of the plane would likely rip to shreds, and so you'd be exposed to the exterior, the sky as you're falling. You'd be better. You'd be quicker to be ripped out of the plane, or your head hit like a part, like a seat in front of you, or the roof in front of you. You'd be lights out before you even hit the water.
Once you hit the water, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. It's like flying into a mountain. You would probably have a heart attack on the way down.
You two are not talking to me right now, but I hope you're getting through to someone else out there.
Yes, that's right. This is entertainment news. Sorry. Next up, at Amazon Prime Video, they've done it. So a couple weeks ago, I got that email about...
Land of Bad.
Land of Bad. I was going to say Land of War. And sure enough, it was the most watched show on Amazon, so I had to watch it. We've talked about it. Blah, blah, blah. Google it. We don't have time to revisit it. This one I actually just saw while I was doing show prep. And now a new show has arrived on Amazon. It's actually not a new show. It's a new season. It's a series, but it's an anthology series. You know, like...
Black Mirror?
No, because that each episode is its own.
Yeah.
This would be more like, is it True Detective, where there was a whole season?
Yeah.
And
different,
then they changed actors, and it was a whole different
concept. Yeah, different line. Yep.
And they ruined it.
Although there is a little twist to this one, I realize. So anyway, season two is out of a show called Them. So the show is called Them, but then the series that we're talking about is Them, The Scare. That's season two. It arrived with a 100% score from critics on Rotten Tomatoes and a 97% score from audiences.
Damn.
And it is the second most watched thing, movie, TV show, anything, on Amazon Prime this year already.
Whoa.
Now, the first one was set back in 2021. Again, it was its own standalone thing. And it was about a black family moving into a white neighborhood, and it kind of got a meh reaction. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I've seen, like, I've just seen the poster for it, like when you go to your Amazon Prime.
Wow. Well, thank you. That is much more information than I had.
And the photo, and I'm like, what is this? But I didn't click on it.
So now season two, called The Scare, is out. And here's, I'll double back to the confusing part. So this is its own show, its own series. It has nothing to do with season one. The Scare has nothing to do with season one. In this show, it's set in early 1990 Southern California, dealing with an LAPD detective who takes on a murder that has something supernatural reach into her family itself.
Okay, this is up my alley.
So it's getting sky high reviews. It's like I said, second most watched thing on Amazon all year.
Wow.
So my wife and I dove into it. It's an 8-episode series, and each episode is about 38 minutes long, so very palpable. And the lead actress, who is a detective in L.A., and this is right around the time of the Rodney King beating. It begins right after the Rodney King beating. The detective who is black in L.A. right after the Rodney King beating, having to deal with her racist coworkers, the racial tensions going on in Southern California. Jeez. And now there's a murder mystery that, you know, they keep saying supernatural. We're 3 episodes in. And we're sitting there trying to figure out which person is the killer. And I'm like, well, if it's supernatural, is it any of these people that they keep making us think is the murderer?
Yeah.
I'm hooked. My wife I want to binge watch to the end, but I won't. I won't cheat watch because she's into it, because I just want to finish the damn thing. But it's a lot of you have probably already seen it since it's getting so much the confusing thing I was going to allude to was the actress, Deborah Ayorinde, who plays the detective, the star of this show called Them, The Scare, was also the star of the first Them, but she's not playing the same character at all.
Oh, how fun for her, though.
Totally unrelated.
Yeah.
A little confusing to people who maybe watch season one and then see season two, and it's not related at all.
Yeah.
But she is an extraordinary actress.
I like it when they do that and when it works, because when they get a good ensemble and they can change their characters up season to season. The Haunting of Hill House, I think it was, on Netflix, was a similar anthology type of concept where the first season was really good, but then it just fell right off the rails for the next couple of seasons. So I really like I like it when filmmakers are able to do that and capture that type of vibe through that
season. With this Them show, she's the only one from season one because she was that extraordinary. So they rewrote it. And one of the things, if you're a fan of Seinfeld at all, you know the character Newman, played by actor Wayne Knight. Well, he plays, I mean, so far I'm only 3 episodes into it, but he plays the lieutenant on the LAPD. And he's, again, three episodes in, he's a jerk. And he plays it so well. It's like, at first, I'm like seeing Newman.
I can't envision that.
And now he, I mean, after three episodes, I'm like, what an actor this guy is.
Yeah, we haven't seen him since Jurassic Park, right? Like, is he recognizable these days?
Oh, yeah. You'll know the minute you see him, you'll know him.
So, you said the first Them, season one, was from based in 2021.
It was out in 2021.
It was out in 2021.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it was based.
Oh, because I was like, that would be the other thing.
Yeah, I do. Based in 1953.
Okay. So that would be very confusing for people with this woman.
Yes.
They're like, well, wait a minute. Is this the daughter of the woman from the 50s?
No connection at all.
Whatever. But so when you, and I'm sorry if you did say this, are they both incredibly popular, season one and two, or it's just two
season
is the one that's blown up?
Season one, meh.
Okay.
Meh in response, in viewership, et cetera, for whatever reason. Season two grabbed people, and it's gotten these incredible ratings, and now I'm in viewership, and I see it, and I go, I get it so far, anyways. Yeah. All right, so 60 years after their first tour, the Rolling Stones are filling stadiums yet again. They kicked off their latest tour in Houston. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, along with their supporting cast, hit the massive stage to the sound of Keith Richards slashing out the riff to Start Me Up. You know what I love about that is I'm meh on the Stones, but if I were to go to a Stones show for whatever reason, just say I could, whatever, I've been there, they open with Start Me Up, I can leave because that's my favorite Stones song of all time.
Perfect.
I mean, that's like if you say... name your three favorite Rolling Stones songs. I say Start Me Up, Start Me Up, and Start Me Up. Play it three times.
Paint It Black. Play that one second, then I'm out too.
Okay, very good. Good.
I can't even think of songs other than you two just naming two.
So the only reason I bring this up, and only because I just couldn't resist, is because whatever you think of the Stones as a musical act or whatever.
Dumb.
Okay, apparently Dawn's going to force us to know what she thinks, even though I said it's irrelevant to what the point I'm about to make.
I'm my own person. I can speak if I want.
Mick, the reason this is because, I mean, big deal. Okay, everybody old is new again. The Stones have never stopped touring, et cetera. People writing about it, and not just like critics, not just Rolling Stones fans, people were blown away.
Oh.
By the almost three-hour show.
Dang. Three-hour show.
The energy.
Wow.
The vibrancy. I compared it in my head to Kyle being self-aware and admitting that his favorite band, Kiss, you've noticed the degradation as they got older.
Yes. Oh.
Whereas people are saying, whoa. And look, you can say whatever you want. What are these guys on? I don't know.
Good
Maybe
for
nothing.
Them, though,
Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are 80.
Jeez. Mm.
And Ronnie Wood, the other superstar that's left, is 76. And of course, the other place my mind goes to is 80 and 76. They're dancing around for 3 hours. Can you see either of the men running for president being able to do this?
No. Hell no.
Right in the same age bracket.
No.
Jeez.
Well, here's the thing.
I swear.
I could joke along with people since I hate the band, but I've mentioned it before. My Uncle Ray, who's my father-in-law, Pops' brother, he's 84. The dude can do squat. He's not on anything. He goes to the gym every day with his son. He started working out with him years ago. He has built muscles that you wouldn't think you could see. He didn't have this before. He had muscle atrophy. Mm. And he, in his 70s, he has muscles in his arms now. He can do squats, lunges. He can fall on the floor, not that he means to, right? Like he can get down on the floor with a dog, love, 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 and get right back up. So... if these guys have done things to take care of themselves, even if they just started a routine a year ago. I mean, the body is kind of amazing.
Well, this is what's so amazing about it being the Stones. We know that for decades they destroyed their bodies. Mm-hmm. And so it's amazing. This is a credit to the human body.
Yes, exactly.
And it does make you think of these two nut jobs running to be president. How are they not somewhat coherent like these guys are?
Yeah, I don't know about the presidents, but with the Rolling Stones, they probably have a little bit of, you know, their good habits, good diets, workout routines now, but they have calcified organs and veins from all of the drugs that they did.
We have a quick trailer update. That's Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. The trailer. I didn't make
Famous
it up.
Faces everywhere. Rich folks with big reputations.
Catching things off. Not
gonna waste up all my time. Apple gossip day or night. People shouting, that guy's trailer. Going down the trailer park, so I don't get behind.
Hear me stories, no free bulls. Make up stories, you're from
so come on down the trailer park and meet two friends of mine.
I know you all were hoping and thought this was going away because the NFL season was over, but she's still Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And he is taking advantage of being as popular as he is. Remember, I already told you he's going to be on Amazon Prime. Apparently, like, they need more success. Hosting the new version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, but it's Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity or something like that. Anyways, they're both out there. Over the weekend, Taylor Swift partied with boyfriend Travis Kelce with friends Patrick Mahomes and his bitch wife Brittany Mahomes in Las Vegas inside the Aria Resort and Casino. But it's just 2 weeks before Taylor is set to go back on her tour as she's set to resume May 9th in Paris. Now,
a week?
No, that's more than a week. Oh. It's 2 weeks. Now, according to a source in Us Weekly, and if you can't believe an unnamed source that is printed in a media outlet, I don't know who you can.
Exactly.
I'm over it. It's okay. Says that Taylor is torn about returning to the tour after spending so much time with Travis because they have, quote, deepened their bond during all the time that they've spent together recently, and that she's sad, half sad, that she has to go back out.
Only half sad.
What's half sad?
Because, you know, I understand. Look, see, here's the problem. It's them. Because this is a very real possibility. I mean, I wouldn't be excited about leaving my wife for months right now.
Exactly.
And I'm not comparing the two, but I know that infatuation when you're early on. But, am I leaving for months to do something that I love? I'm excited. So I'm half excited, half sad. This is a non-story story, but it's because it's them. It has to be a story, and we all have to say, is it real or not, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I get it. Wanting to see your person every day, that's a totally real thing. But, I mean, yes, she's going off on a tour to work. It's not just a vacation and party time all the time, but there are breaks in between. They have unlimited resources. Then could they just, like, meet up in between during those stints? Not that big of a deal.
No, it's not. And again, it's a source who's saying this. You know, it's kind of like I wonder, let's pretend, because I know for, I don't know, half of you, this is all made up. This is all still a marketing scheme for, I guess the NFL still and her, because they so need, the NFL and Taylor Swift are the two entities in America that need the least amount of marketing help on the planet.
Well, they're a part of the Illuminati, clearly.
Obviously. Yeah. So, but let's pretend for a moment that's all legit. I just assume this is the kind of thing that they wake up together on Sunday morning in bed and they see this story and Taylor says, because she's the richer one, this is the dumbest story I've ever seen. It's not like you can't fly out and see me. First of all, there's no training camps. There's no nothing football related. I don't know if he's filming his Amazon show, but that ain't going to take all day every day. He can fly to see her anywhere, anytime, during the show. And as Brandon said, it's not every night.
Mm-hmm.
This is so dumb. Unless, if you're going to make it legit, she's such a drama queen that she doesn't realize what Brandon just said. See, we have to make all this up.
Okay, it's dumb for what you already said earlier. It's a non-story.
It is.
This is what we do. This is called a relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't need a source. Okay, I don't need a source to... If you said to me, oh, hey, you know, Taylor Swift's going to start touring again. I have a friend who's going to see her show. I automatically, as a human, would think, oh, man, I bet she's going to miss Travis. Because any human would in a relationship with another human. Mm-hmm. We needed a source to tell us this. But for somehow we... We view their relationships different than the normal relationship. And so what? If she doesn't miss him, does that mean there's trouble? Like, it's so dumb.
Well, because... And this one, you have the added thing of, it's not a relationship. It's all fake. So this is all just a plant anyways to make us think it's a real relationship. You idiot. I mean, it's like...
But yes, duh. I would expect her to miss him half and half. Yeah, that is normal.
God. Yes.
Did Travis say anything?
I know. Yeah. There's no sources from Travis.
Obviously, he would have to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss her so much. But is he really thinking, like, oh, thank God. Good. I can just play Madden all day, take my pants off, and just relax.
You're so needy.
Well, if we're going to play into this where it's not a relationship, he's not saying much these days because that album that she just released reminded him that he's the next album.
Yeah.
Right. And he needs to say less.
And he's been listening to it nonstop so he can continue to give critiques, praise over each track. Every second of it, and now he gets to finally listen to something else like Ice Spice.
Let's play the pressure cooker right now. We've got a free 1 month membership to Rad TV and members.radradio.com. Remember, this morning at 11 a.m., we're dropping a self recorded behind the scenes video of Kyle coming into the studio.
It's awesome.
And the building, rather, so and the way it's so Kyle.
But yeah. The last half of it is actually really cool for those like those nerds who really want to get into radio, because you get an even you get like kind of an in-depth look at one of the videos that we've already posted where Rob gives you a tour of the board and everything that he uses in the main studio. So I thought it was just brilliant.
So that's going to be posted at 11 a.m. Everything else already up. Four episodes of Kyle's Corner. Dawn's man-hating show's on the way.
Not a man-hating show!
So you get a free one-month membership to Rad TV and members.radradio.com. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday morning to win one of two pairs. So we'll have two winners of premium tickets to see Pete Davidson live on the following Friday night, May 10th, at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. The tickets are in the sixth row center stage. For the pressure cooker, that's what you got to win first. It's our daily trivia game that we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
Five right in 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the pressure cooker.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.